Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's September 1st, and I'm wearing a Nippon Ham Fighters fitted cap, purchased from Baseballism, and a Hideki Matsui 2002 NPB Champions t-shirt, purchased from the Omiuri Giants team store. Today, we commemorate two Japanese pitchers who've been game changers 6 decades apart. First off, we wish a happy 31st birthday to Shota Imanaga, who's lit up the majors by not trying to throw the ball through the catcher's mitt on every single delivery. It's been thrilling to watch a guy actually pitch again using a mix of stuff that isn't always thrown at max effort, which should also be great for his longevity. And on the topic of longevity, today we remember Masanori Murakami, who made his major league debut with the San Francisco Giants on this date in 1964. Mashi would enjoy a 20-year professional career starting with the Nankai Hawks in 1963 and ending with Nippon in 1982, a dozen years before future Ham fighter Shohei Ohtani would be born. To call Murakami a trailblazer really doesn't do justice to how big of an adjustment he had to make coming to the U.S. as a 19-year-old in 1964. Every single one of the 70 Japanese players who've come to the U.S. since, including the dozen or so on 40-man rosters today, owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to Mashi for being the first. And sure, somebody would have eventually been the first, but if Murakami hadn't adapted so well, winning the Cal League Rookie of the Year award in 64, the inaugural version of the MLB-NPB exchange program might have been its last.